Good morning, church. How's everybody doing? Good. Awesome. We're going to get started. So obviously, you know, we're going to get into worship here. The word that has been stirring up in my heart, I've been texting our team and talking to Nancy tirelessly about it, is just this word hunger. And, you know, if you guys aren't aware right now, there is what a lot of people are calling a revival happening in a college in Kentucky. And it's been going on for almost 2 weeks now. Yeah. So, and they're going 24/7, and there's this college, and it's what sparked it was a chapel meeting they had, and it just hasn't stopped. And people are flying and driving from all over the nation, and they're waiting hours in line. There's thousands of people outside waiting to get into this move of God that's happening. And you know, I see things like that, and I've heard, you know, history of revivals happening, and I've been having these conversations with God, like, God, like, how do we get there? Like, how do we see that, right? That's not something that can be fabricated. That's not something that we can make up. That's not something that I can come up here on stage and just say, you know what, today we're going to do, we're going to experience revival, and then it happens, right? That's not exactly how it works. But I do think that a catalyst to revival is hunger. And this is the word that's been kind of stirring up in me since I've been like watching these videos that's happened of this revival in Kentucky, and just thinking about and pondering on is this hunger. It's about hunger. Like, what is it? It's hunger. Why are people driving hours and flying hours and spending time? It's like 30 degrees outside, standing in line just to get a taste. It's hunger. And so my encouragement today is that we would be hungry. And the verse that I looked up was, It's Matthew 5, I believe. Yeah, Matthew 5, 6. And this is what it says in the NIV. It says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. And listen to what it says in the message. It says, you're blessed when you're worked up, when you've worked up a good appetite for God. You are blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. He's food and drink in the best meal you'll ever eat. Hunger. Hunger. Last thing I'll say about this, and this is the illustration that came to mind, is you know, some of you ladies have experienced being pregnant, right? And at least in my experience with a pregnant woman in my house is the cravings. And when Nancy was first pregnant, actually, with Skyly, one of the cravings she had, and I may have told the story here, is she really craved cheese, all types of cheese, no matter what it looked like and where it was from. You know, I'm not talking fancy cheese. I'm talking like AMPM nacho cheese, you know, and stuff like that. And I just remember there's this one time where she was like, I really want nachos. And we're like, all right. So she wanted to go get this can of nacho cheese from Safeway. So we go to Safeway and we're looking for the nacho cheese and, you know, we can't find it. And so we ask the little, clerk kid that's working there, like, do you know where the nacho cheese is? He's like, I don't know. And Nancy's like, where's the nacho cheese? She's like freaking out. She's like, I just need to drink this cheese. Cause there was a craving, cause there was hunger. So today, this is the challenge. This is the encouragement, is that there would be a hunger that stirred up inside of us. A hunger like never before. That this Sunday today would not just be another Sunday. We're not just here to check off a box. We're not just here to do church. We're not just here to be here, because we could be anywhere else right now, but we're choosing to be here. So while we're here, let's be hungry. Amen. God, I thank you for who you are. God, I thank you when we hunger for you, God, you are faithful to meet our cravings, God. And I just pray right now, Lord, I pray today, God, that the hunger would be stirred up inside of your sons and daughters, that we would hunger and thirst for the things that are you, God. Because it's only you that can fulfill, Lord, this craving inside of us, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that you fill all of our needs. We thank you, Jesus, that you come in and you fulfill all of our cravings. And I just thank you so much, God, for your goodness. I thank you, God, as we get to worship you today, God, that we would be stirred up in the Spirit, God. That it wouldn't just be another day. It wouldn't just be another worship set. God, it wouldn't just be another time where we drove to church and checked off a box, but we would actually do something today, Lord, that stirs up our faith, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Come on, church, just begin thanking the Lord. Thank you, Father God. Put thankfulness on your lips today. Thank you, Jesus.
So Eric said something profound in the scriptures. It says, when you work up your hunger. And sometimes we need to move out of our comfort zone to work up that hunger. And I know I need to do that too. So I'm going to ask you, if you want to work up that hunger, if you want to work a space for the Lord to touch you and for you to be able to touch Him, this area right here is open. Move forward, come out of your comfort zone of worshiping where you're at and come worship close and lift your hands. It's open. We invite you to that. If you need a chair, we'll give you a chair. If you need somebody to pray with you, we'll pray with you. But just move. Just come forward.
Water. cause you're beautiful. Yeah, Jesus, you're beautiful. Jesus, you're beautiful. Jesus, you're beautiful.
Set up. This is a house.
Now
So in Romans 1:11 through 13, you guys, it says, now this is Paul talking to the Romans, but I feel like it's so good for right now. It says, I yearn to come and be face to face with you and get to know you. For I long to impart to you some spiritual gift that will empower you to stand strong in your faith. Now this means that when we come together and are side by side, something wonderful will be released. We can expect to be co-encouraged and co-comforted by each other's faith. What an invitation, you guys. I really feel like God right now is just really wanting us to come and stand together in our faith and release and impart some things to each other. It doesn't have to be something super big. It could just be the bit of Jesus that you have. So if you want more of Jesus and just to be encouraged in your faith, to be able to walk that next day and that next day, I just want you to get out of your seat and be a little bit uncomfortable for just a few minutes and come impart to one another. Let's pray together up here and be prayed for and over and just release what we have to give to one another and be encouraged and uplifted in our faith. Amen. Yeah. So if that's you, I just encourage you, come on up. thank you, Father, that we get to come together and that we get to love on one another and encourage each other in this time with you, Father. Lord, I thank you for where two or more gather, Lord, there you are amongst us. God, I thank you that with you we're able to do the impossible. Lord, I just commence this time to you, Father. I give it to you as a sweet fragrance of our love. Father, that you would be blessed and encouraged and just uplifted. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, worship team. All right, guys. Yeah, take some time, get some coffee, greet one another.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can They're just finishing up over there. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to do the declaration of the city today, since I'm leading, and then we haven't done it for a while. And I was just thinking about, you know, it's one thing to declare the goodness of God over our lives, our own lives. It's like our house. But it's also good to remember to declare the goodness of God over the place where we live, our friends, our loved ones, our coworkers. Praise the Lord. There's still people that are getting coffee. Can you believe that? We should have like a deal. We close the gate like at a certain time. It's like just done. Praise the Lord. He says, go ahead. All right, we're going to go ahead. Go ahead and stand with me if you can. And on three, one, two, three. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in the Yakima Valley right now. And today we declare that my city will be saved, that revival will sweep the streets of the Yakima Valley, that every business, big or small, will thrive, that the families in my city will have all of their needs met. I declare that every politician in our city and state would have the wisdom of heaven, that you would use me in doing all of these things. And I declare that your will be done in Yakima as it is in heaven. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord, I want to focus on that last part, Lord, where it says you would use me. Lord, I pray that as a body of believers, Lord, One Life Family Worship, Lord, and Lord, those that are associated with us, Lord, that you would use us, Lord, to fulfill, Lord, that prayer, to fulfill that declaration. Lord, that you would use us, Lord, to reach our neighbors. You would use us, Lord, to reach our coworkers. Lord, you would use us to reach our family. And Lord, not in a bold and brash and I know it all way, Lord, but in the way of love. Lord, you would use us, Lord, as vessels of love. You would use us, Lord, as vessels of Christ, Lord, that when people interact with us, when people engage with us, Lord, when people see us, Lord, they see Jesus. Lord, you declared that we are the light of the world, Lord, just as you are, Lord. So I pray that our lights would shine, Lord, bright in this city. Lord, and if there's areas in our life, Lord, that for whatever reason, Lord, from the corruption of the enemy, from the lies of the enemy, Lord, from our own stupidity, Lord, sometimes we get involved in things, Lord, that corrupts what you're working in us, Lord. Heal us, Lord. Transform us, Lord. Remove anything in us, Lord, that's keeping us from being that light shining, that's keeping us from reflecting the character and nature of Christ. Lord, I pray that you would use One Life Family Worship. You'd use, Lord, the churches in Yakima, Lord, the other places of worship, Lord, who call you by name, Lord, who trust you, Lord, for their salvation, Lord, as lights also, Lord, that you would guide and direct them, Lord, into all truth, Lord, because the truth, Father, as you said, Jesus, makes us free. And whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So, Lord, we receive that truth, Lord, that you speak about us as your church, as your people in this city, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Got a few announcements. We are in the prayer room at 9:45 to 10 a.m. As Eric said last week, the prayer room is just down at that angle. If you come in through those stairs that say office, I encourage you to come and join us. You know, I know it's easy to say, boy, this is my Sunday. I've been working all week. I've been spending, you know, a lot of hours away from home. And so I want to try to catch up on some sleep, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you could get there once a month, every now and then, come and join us. If it was every Sunday, that'd be awesome. Cause you know, your faith adds to the atmosphere. You know, when Vicki was encouraging you to come up this morning, And for me, it's like I'm always kind of up here a little bit, but this morning I really felt the Lord say, okay, I want you to get on your knees. And the reason I hesitate that is because I have bad knees. I used to work at Western RV, and I worked in the exterior finishing. And so I was up on the roof, and I would put on all the different fittings on the roof. And when I would get on the roof, they had little sheet metal shavings. And after a while, that sheet metal shavings made my bursitis act up, or a bursitis act up. It's not mine anymore, right? But still, my knees are a little sketchy. So I really felt like the Lord wanted me to do that. And the reason I did that was because I wanted to step into more. You know, I got a little closer. And I thought, okay, this is good, Lord. I'm closer. You know, I came closer to that. Because, you know, when I'm asked to press in, I want to press in. Because when we have an opportunity to get into an atmosphere, a position of receiving, that and someone's encouraging us, that's because the Holy Spirit is stirring them. You think Vicky just likes to get up there and just, you know, like share awkward words? Because sometimes they're awkward. Because it's like, is anybody going to receive this today? Is anybody going to get this in their heart? Like, I have it burning in my heart right now. And so when that's happening, that's the Holy Spirit trying to stir us, trying to activate us. And I know it's easy to stay in our seat. It's easy to, you know, to just let other people go with the flow. But I want to encourage us to be a house that lets God transform us when we get together. You know, this isn't like a word that I'm trying to put on you, make you feel guilty. I'm trying to make you feel hungry. Because if we can get to the place where we don't care what anybody's thinking about us, or we don't care how comfortable the chair, or whatever it is, you know, maybe it's just self-consciousness, or maybe it's just, I just don't really feel comfortable going up. That's fine. Maybe all you need to do is stand on a Sunday, or come over here and stand, to do something. And that's what she was trying to encourage us to do. And see, it's even awkward for me right now. I've got like announcements that I want to do, but I want to let you guys know that there is something happening in our nation. I took about 4 or 5 hours on, was it Friday? I think it was Friday. Cause I'd seen on YouTube that there was the Asbury revival. And it said live. So I thought somebody was sitting there recording it live. Well, they weren't allowing anybody to record live, but there were people that were recording it from the prior day. I didn't know it at the time. So I started listening to it. And I mean, you know, it wasn't like Bethel or anything like that, but they were just singing pure from their hearts. And something happened immediately when I started listening. I just felt a peace. And I couldn't stop listening to it. After a while, I had to take phone calls and stuff. I still had it playing in the background. I almost wanted to play it today. Eric said, I don't know if they're going to get it. You know, well, it's possible you wouldn't. But I'm telling you, God is trying to stir us up. That's why he let his presence come there. To let them know that they're loved, but also to stir up his people. He sees the darkness. He sees the darkness. He weeps over those that are lost and dying, and those that are destroying their bodies through mutilation and all those things that we hear about in the news, and those that are just basically destroying their bodies through drugs that are basically like putting cancer in themselves, eating their flesh away. He sees that. His heart breaks over that. He doesn't go, well, they're rejecting me, so they deserve everything they get. No, he sees where they're at. He sees the need in their hearts. And he breaks for them. He broke on the cross for them. That was the ultimate break right there. His heart literally broke. It says that water and blood flowed when the centurion stabbed him in the side. Water and blood flowed because his heart broke. Literally, physically, his heart broke. But it's declaring that his heart broke over us. I'm glad his heart broke over me, because now I can be called his. But it's not something that we hold selfishly. Hopefully not. Not this so great a salvation, not something we receive so freely. We have to give it away. But the only way we're going to give it away is if we're excited about him. I mean, that's the time that I've been really the most open to telling people about Jesus, when I was excited about him. Not that I don't love him, but there's something about being excited. And I'm telling you, when I listen to these people, because they're giving testimonies, after just sitting in the room, There's no big healings going on. There's no like crazy manifestations. It's his peace and it's love and it's the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And people are so hungry for that today. These are believers coming mostly. Isn't that crazy that believers have to have a place where they can go and feel that comfort? And I had to say, Lord, you're with us all the time. What are we missing here? What are we missing that we think we need to go 2,000 miles or some drove 6 hours, some drove, you know, all the way across the country to get there? Because they wanted to feel his presence. His presence is with us. He never leaves us or forsakes us. What are we missing as the body of Christ that we literally have to think that we have to go someplace to receive him? We don't. But sometimes it does. Sometimes it does take us to change our position. Change our perspective of what we're looking at. You know, we're encouraging the word not to become entangled with the affairs of this life. And I think that's so easy to do because we have so much that we have to do all the time. There always seems to be something to do. You know, whether it's, you know, feed the kids dinner, go to work, you know, watch the show that I've been waiting for, you know, we have Netflix. I've been waiting for the show. It's on today. You know, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to go ahead and binge it because all of them are released all at one time on Netflix. So I can get through this all in one night. What? Praise the Lord. But I'm just saying there's things that we enjoy doing, and God doesn't mind us enjoying our life. But when it gets to be that we enjoy our life so much that we forget to enjoy him and enjoy who he wants to be in our lives. Because, you know, he doesn't want us to just preach the gospel because he just needs us to be out there to do it. He wants us to preach the gospel because it means he's alive in us. It means that he's working in us in a fresh way. And so when Vicki invited us up here, you know, sure, I listened to that and that did stir me. But you know, sometimes we have to do things that stir us. I guess that's maybe what I'm trying to do right now. I was planning on sharing on the kingdom of God, but you know, this is the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's what they were receiving. That was the kingdom of God working in the lives of people. I don't know if you know about Asbury College, but that university has had multiple revivals. And one in 1970, it lasted for, I think they said almost 200 hours. But it was before social media. So it was just a local thing. It was just the students of the college, and they wouldn't leave. They just kept worshiping God, praising God, praying for each other, confessing their sins one to another. And they got radically inspired. And you know what that college did? They sent students out two by two to churches and colleges all over the United States. And revival spread. There was a move in 1970. There was a move in 1905 in that college. If you know anything about the date of 1905, that's around 1904. That's when the Azusa revival happened in California, in the Los Angeles area. They had a same similar kind of movement at that same time. You know, God, how many have been really wanting God to do something? Anybody here? God, I mean, can you do it again? I mean, we prayed those prayers. I mean, I've heard of like crazy revival. And we experienced the refreshing at the, you know, I think it was like 97, 98 for a few years there. And it was awesome. That's where you get, you know, slain in the spirit. And I sometimes laid on the floor for hours and just let, you know, God just do something in me. I experienced being with 1 million men at the mall when they had Promise Keepers gathering. And I remember basically 1 million men on their face before God. I remember that. I've seen things, but I'm telling you, there's more. There's more. And it's not just about being part of a movement. We are already part of a movement. We are moving and living and having our very existence in God. But I just think we need to come to a place where we realize what we have. I think one of the things I prayed in the prayer room this morning was that, Lord, I pray that people realize that you're with them. I pray that you realize that you're in them. I pray you realize that you've already transformed them, and you just have to, they have to see what you've done in them. Because it's not that we are finished to the place where it's like we're in heaven, but we're finished to the place like we could be. It's a potential. Like I like to tell people, you don't have to sin. Yeah, what do you mean, Pastor? I don't have to sin. I mean, it's like I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Well, yes, that's true. You're a sinner past saved by grace, but that grace is something that's been given to you to no longer remain in sin. You don't, it's not something that you have to just avoid. Boy, I got to avoid sin. Got to avoid all those things in my life that cause me to sin. Well, that's not a bad idea, but you don't even have to do that if you just are in Christ, in the resurrected power that he's already placed in you. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, what? Quickens our mortal bodies, gives life. Well, it doesn't just give us life so that we can bounce around, you know, in the Holy Spirit. It gives us life so that we can live an abundant life, so that we can be real Christians. And that means we don't have to be slaves to sin anymore. Now, do I have it conquered yet? No, I don't have it conquered yet. I still mess up. I still, you know, get sidetracked. But I believe the potential is in me to be like Jesus. I know it's crazy. It doesn't make sense. I mean, who am I to say that I could be like Jesus? Well, God says that about us. God's the one that says, I put my spirit in you so you could be like me. I know it's a radical saying, but God became a man so that man could be God's. I know it's crazy, but that's really what happens. He changes us into a God person. Now, we see a lot of Christians that don't resemble that. Sometimes I don't resemble that. But that's not God's intent. God's intent is not for us to just be halfway moving forward. We're to be moving from glory to glory, faith to faith, strength to strength, changing to changing. We should not be the same today as we were yesterday. Even if we fell yesterday, even if we fall today, we could get back up changed if we receive the grace of Christ, we receive the love of Christ, if we receive the truth that his kingdom is in us. He lives and moves and has his being in every single one of you. And we live and move and have our being in him. See, that's how it started out. We started out before we were saved. We live, we moved, everything we did, and our existence was in God, even though we weren't aware of it. Even when I was, you know, cussing his name without knowing that I was blaspheming his name, you know, even when I was doing everything that was in darkness, I was still living and existing and having my being in God. And you're saying, no, that's not true, Pastor Mike. Yeah, it is. Acts 17, you can read Paul. That's what he tells the Athens who are worshiping thousands of gods. He tells them, listen, you guys have your very existence in God. You're his children. And that was like news to them. And some came and later wanted to know what it was all about. And he told them about Jesus. But really, he was letting them know that their very existence was in God. Now, after we're saved, you know what happens? God lives and moves and has his being in us. Oh, wow. You mean God's living, God's moving, and having his very existence in us? Yeah, we become part of the Godhead-like. Because Holy Spirit's in us. We're in Holy Spirit. We become of this divine family in heaven. It's not just a family of believers. It's a family including the Godhead. I know it doesn't make sense. Why would God share his glory with mankind? Why would Jesus, a spotless lamb, come and die on a cross for us? That's all just major questions. I'll tell you why. Love. Love. That is the answer. If you want to know the answer to anything in the Bible, put love in front of it. Well, you mean like Ananias and Sapphira? Yeah. Because God's not motivated by anger or resentment or... He did that act out of love. Even when we're, as it says, rebuked or chastised, it says, you know, as children, it's love from God, no matter how hard it looks. So what am I saying? I'm saying let's press in a little bit more. Yes, we're children of God. We sang that. But let's see if we can become more like Jesus today. Wouldn't that be awesome? We didn't just leave with a good word, but we left because we're more like Jesus. That's my desire for you every single Sunday. I mean, I love teaching. I love sharing. I love it when others share. I love it when others speak from the Holy Spirit. But if it's just to hear those words, but nothing comes from it, it's like a waste of time. What are the motivations for our hearts? Has anybody asked that lately? Lord, what is the motivation, Lord, for me being here? What is the motivation for me to do Christianity? Is it out of love? Is it out of a grace that he's put in your heart? Now you're thanking him by wanting to be here with others, believers, and link arms and pray for each other and encourage each other, speaking to each other in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, making melodies in your heart to the Lord. That's what the New Testament church looked like, and I don't think he really wants it to be any different. To where we're alive in God and not just a piece of the furniture, so to speak. You know, not just taking up air in the room. I believe that every single one of you, and those that didn't make it today, those that have, for whatever reason, chose to stay home today or had other things come up in their life, I believe every single one of you can be a minister in this place on Sundays. And then a minister in the community during the week. I've always learned that this is like our proving grounds. You know, if you can't pray for another believer, how are you going to begin to pray for an unbeliever? Or somebody that you're stepping out for a miracle and you can't pray for a miracle for your brothers and sisters. Again, this is not meant to be a heavy word, but it is a reality that God is moving. Things are happening. I know that some of us, you know, haven't heard about it. And some of us haven't even felt, you know, the Lord maybe in a while. Maybe even in the worship time, it's hard to even like concentrate because the problems of life just seem to overwhelm you. The thoughts of, oh man, what am I going to do? And I've got to, oh man, I can't believe that's happened. That happens to me, you know, in the morning when I'm reading the word. It's like I get started reading a verse or so. And all of a sudden I start thinking about, oh man, I got to take care of this. And then sometimes I'll go and I'll look at my phone and start doing something. What am I doing? And I got to go back, you know. The flesh is easy to run off in rabbit trails. Squirrel, right? So we got about 5 minutes before it's officially noon. But as your pastor, as your fellow believer, as your the one that's been given the grace right now to stand and encourage you, I'm just going to ask you, I'm going to have the team come back up. And whatever song the Lord puts on their heart, and I don't want to sit there and twist your arm, so I'm not going to twist your arm, but I want to encourage every single one of you. And I will rejoice with you. If you can't come up, then come up in your spirit. See, I may not be up there physically, Lord Pastor, but I'm there in my spirit. Well, we'll know it because there's no distance in the spirit. But I want to encourage everyone to just come up here and let's just pretend. I know pretending is so hard of us sometimes. Let's just pretend that for whatever reason, Holy Spirit is saying right here this morning, this is a sacred area. This is a holy area. This is holy ground. Yeah, where you're sitting is holy ground. But I'm just telling you for this morning, let's just say, Lord, I want to touch the hem of your garment. Just like the woman who had to fight through the crowd, crawl on her hands and knees, was weak from losing so much blood, penetrated that crowd enough to get that hem. You know what she received? What she needed. And just think of this void right here as a crowd. And that this is the hem of his garment. And that if you come up and touch it in faith, not just because I'm telling you to. Please don't do this just because I'm telling you to. Let your heart be stirred. If your heart's not stirred right now, just take time. Just be quiet. Don't even sing the words. Just ask, Lord, stir my heart. Lord, help me to connect with you in a supernatural, divine way. Help me to move beyond my own fears, my own anxieties, my own hesitations, Lord. To move beyond the crowds, Lord, and to get to you, Jesus. Because you're the one that matters. You're the one that's going to transform me. You're the one that's going to change me from glory to glory. You are changing me from glory to glory, Lord, but I want more. I want more of you, Jesus. I want your life that's in me, that's living and moving and having its very existence in me, to be such a reality, Lord, that when I walk the streets of Yakima, Lord, when I walk through my workplace, Lord, people are influenced, Lord, by my presence. It's not my presence, Lord. It's the presence of God that's in me. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, hear our cry today. Hear our hearts, Lord. We come to you, Lord. Oh, we come to you, Lord. You have the answers for our life, Lord. You have the answers for our life, Lord. Oh, you're giving us a new day, Lord. You're giving us a new strength, Lord. Oh, you're opening our eyes like never before, God. Oh, you're opening our eyes, Lord, and we want to see you, Jesus. We want to see you.
Something going on in your body, just raise your hand. And then those that you are around them, let's just be family today and just lay hands on them, and we're just going to see a move of God happen today. So if you see a hand raised, just get behind them, place your hand on them, and we're just going to begin to release the move of God. Thank you that your healing power is in this place today. For no other reason than because you're just so good. It's not because we're better than any other church in this city. It's not because we're some holy people that are special and better than everybody else. It's because you're good. It's because you're a healer. And right now we just release your healing power in this place today. God, we just pray right now, God, that all ailments would go, all sickness would go. God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that 2,000 years ago, Lord, you took all infirmity. You didn't just take our sin. You took all infirmity to the cross with you, and it died with you. And right now, God, I just release over these people, God, these people that need healings, these people that are desiring to be set free from these ailments, God, Lord, that you would set them free, God. We thank you, Lord, today, Lord, that as they've come into this place one way, that they're going to leave this place different. They're going to leave this place a little bit more whole. They're going to leave this place a little bit more healed, God.
Yeah, God.
We thank you, God.
Yeah, God.
We thank you that you are our healer, God, and that you use people like us to heal, Lord. You use people like us, Lord, to release your goodness, God, to release your gospel, God. We thank you, Jesus, right now, Lord, for your healing power, God. I thank you, Jesus, for every hand raised in this place, God. Lord, that your healing is coming over them right now, God. Lord, that you're putting them on like a glove, God, and you're taking away all pain, God, all sickness, God, all arthritis, God, all depression, God, any ailment, Jesus, that is plaguing their body, God. Right now we rebuke in the name of Jesus. Enemy, you have no place in this place. You are not invited to this party. You need to go. You need to go. Sickness, you need to go. Infirmities, you need to go. Ailments, you need to go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. So good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So faithful, God. So faithful.
We call out Father, we call on Jesus, but we call out to Him and we declare ourselves to Him. Abba, I belong to you. Sing this with me, voices. Abba.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As the presence of the Lord was coming upon, you could just feel it so thick up here. He revealed something to me, and it was just wanted to share it with you. He said, the rain is coming. The drought in your life is over. The rains are coming. Are you ready? An awakening and quickening of your spirit is coming. It's up to you if you want to receive it. Be renewed. That spiritual dryness is going to be renewed. Everything is going to be made new again through the Holy Spirit. Just receive it. Receive it. The Lord is great. He wants to do great things in you and through you. And I believe that. We've been praying for revival for a long time, and it is here. Receive it. Receive it in your heart. That dry spell is over. Whatever you're dealing with, you're being renewed right now. It's there if you want it. Just receive it. Jesus.
It's so crazy because as I was like praying there and worshiping, all I could see was just rain coming down this place and touching all of us. So just wanted to say that. It's just, yeah.
Hey, all around the world we're singing rain.
our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down.
Come in this place, oh
something burning on their heart that they really feel the Holy Spirit's doing in them. Maybe it's for the body of Christ. Maybe it's just for someone that's here. If you feel the Lord putting something on your heart, please don't hesitate to let us share in that truth that He's revealing to you. As I prayed at the very beginning, it's truth that sets us free. And sometimes the truth comes from another brother or sister. So, Lord, we just open up, Lord, our hearts, Lord, to receive your truth that you have for us right now. Lord, wherever it may be, let it just settle in our hearts right now. Holy Spirit, as we've been asking you to come down, come out, come alive in us. Just settle right now that word in the heart of the one that needs to hear it.
no one else, Lord, communicates it. Just settle that in their heart. Just let them receive the freedom of God right now in Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus' name. Speak your truth, Holy Spirit. Speak your truth as only you can speak, the Holy Spirit. Spirit of truth, we release you right now to speak to our hearts, speak to our lives, speak to our very beings. Holy Spirit, right now, we just invite you to speak to us. We release your word into our hearts. We release your word into our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Does anyone sense like they touch the hem of his garment, so to speak, this morning? Praise the Lord. That's good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just want to right now declare by faith that, Lord, when we leave this place, that we don't leave your presence. Lord, when we go home to our families or go to a restaurant or wherever we go, Lord, that we're still abiding in you and you're abiding in us. That reality, that truth, Lord, would just permeate the hearts, Lord, of your children today. That wherever we go, wherever we set our feet, Lord, that your presence, Lord, is in that place. Because, Lord, you dwell in us. You habitate us. You live and move and have your being in us. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You want to stay here? I understand. You guys can play a little bit if you get inspired. We'll just see where the Lord wants to take this. But right now, if you need to go, if you need to be released, you can be. If you just want to hang here and just see what God does, you're more than welcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Your kingdom here, won't you pour it?